Hey, everyone, welcome to the program today. You know, for the next few weeks, we are all about the general election that's coming up in November. We're going to be looking at candidates and the choices that you have to make. However, in some races, the choices in a certain way happened during the primary election this last spring, and some of those successful candidates are unchallenged, and they therefore are essentially already elected. They just have to go through the November official process. And that's the situation with both of our guests today. Asia Williams and Luke Ahmet were successful in the primary, and they are our two new Bonner County commissioners-elect, to be sworn in January. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a break right now up top, and when we come back, you will have an opportunity to hear these new county commissioners speak with you.
Ting Internet is the perfect choice for makers and dreamers looking to grow their small business. Our lightning-fast fiber internet gives you the speed you need to be competitive. It's far more reliable than cable, which lets you spend more time with your customers and less with customer support. Ting is designed to be scalable, so as your business grows, so can your internet's capabilities. And it's affordable, too. Supercharge your small business with Ting Internet. To learn more, visit tinginternet.com/smallbusiness.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape-to-the-woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
With a change of season, it's a good time to take a trip to Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. You'll find a treasure trove of unique gifts, new fall and winter accessories arriving daily. And there's women's consignment clothing boutique in their basement. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. And you can find something delicious to eat or drink in their bistro. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Hi, this is Lauren.
And Eve.
With Knutson Chevrolet.
Knutson's Fall into Savings event is on now with dozens of Chevys in stock.
We have a new 2022 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for only $42,497, plus tax and fees after rebates. Former service loaner, only one at this price.
And we have two 2022 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drives for only $30,210, plus tax and fees after rebates.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership since 1939 that puts customer service above all else.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
97.1 FM. 1450 KBFI and 1400 KSPT.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to our commissioners-elect, Asia Williams and Luke Ahmet. Thanks again for being with us. So I basically have the same questions for both of you, but you can take it off, obviously, in different directions. And Asia, I'm going to start with you. Share with us how you have been preparing to be sworn in and become a Bonner County Commissioner in January.
Well, thanks for having me. What I have been working on is being insulated within our community to make sure I'm understanding the issues and concerns that our community members have. I'm concurrently attending all the education and training available. I attended the Idaho Association of Counties. I've been working with the sheriff and the elected officials to work on some auditing practices that we need within the county, participating with other elected officials and getting that important context with our community and other electeds that impact our county to ensure that when I step in on January 9th, that there's that support system, but also that working knowledge of what we have going on.
Did you go to the Idaho Republican Convention in Twin Falls?
I did do that. I was a delegate for our party, and then I was on the compliance committee. I did participate with that. So my schedule has been booked and consistently receiving emails from community members with issues and concerns and making sure I maintain that open line of communication and availability.
All right. Same question to you, Luke. How have you been preparing for this responsibility?
Well, good afternoon, Barbara.
Hi, Luke.
What an incredible October we are having. However, as a parent who is going to be taking my children out trick-or-treating, I don't know that I'm as excited as the weather that's coming, but boy, oh boy, do we need the rain.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that I have been doing in preparation is I have been listening. I have been traveling across the county, Clark Fork, Priest River, Sandpoint, Dover, going to multiple events, and I've been meeting with different elected officials. And I have a common refrain, and that refrain is, what can we do to improve the lives of Bonner County citizens within the parameters that we have? I think we're currently in a very difficult position based upon inflation, and it's going to have a significant impact. I'm currently teaching high school in Bonner's Ferry, and I am watching the impacts as I'm seeing families move away and coworkers struggle to make it in this environment. So I was preparing for this by listening to meetings, and I think that we need to keep in the back of our minds that we are all in this together, and the things that made our country great, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, are the same things that will get us through going forward.
Well, you have anticipated my next question. You've kind of fed into it already. I'm going to keep it here with you, Luke. But some kind of detail. It's all very high sounding to improve the lives. Give us one way that you believe that Bonner County commissioners can move either in a different direction or really emphasize a direction they're already doing to improve the lives, to protect this life that we have here.
Well, county commissioners and county officials are unique as a subunit of Idaho government. Many people give powers to county officials that they do not have. And I think it's very important to recognize that county officials exist to primarily execute the laws that the state has made, and then they have the ability to do ordinances. Right now, the county is engaged in the rewrite of the comprehensive plan. Land use has been a hot topic since 1787, when we were dealing with the Northwest Ordinance, and we're going all the way back to the beginning of our country. We need to have opportunities for our youth and our workers to be able to live and work in Bonner County. The way we do that is by having good employers that pay enough money so that people can live, work, and raise their families here. And we cannot tax out our elderly. And we need to be trying to keep the high school kids who I'm watching go to greener pastures because they can afford to make a life.
Okay, so specifically you're talking about the comp plan and land use. Let's leave it there for now and take the same question to Asia. What is your top priority? The thing that you've been out and about at meetings and listening, what are you hearing that you agree with? This is number one or at the top of my list.
I think at the top of the list is to not say what we will do generically, but be more specific to the needs of the people, because our community is getting frustrated with hearing the ideas without specificity. And when we say land use, the priority is There are residents of Bonner County that are currently here that are not feeling the support of the elected officials for their taxes, for land use, for the zoning and the zone changing that's occurring, for the impact to our infrastructure by developers who are not contributing to the impact that that infrastructure receives when we develop in areas that don't have the support structure there. And that is a huge area that as county commissioners that we do have the power to positively impact, to ensure that as we are attracting people from all over the world right now, it feels that we're paying attention to the residents of the county that are currently here, because some of the practices that we have with respect to developing and land use and zone changing are actually pushing the people that live here, especially the elderly population, out of their land. And that's a huge aspect. And you're seeing that across our state. There are a number of people that are saying they feel the influx, but they have businesses that are coming. Ours is unique. We're not having the big businesses come to help that support.
The people I talk to resonate with the same thing that you're both talking about, land use. But the issue is there's the feeling that the current lame duck county commissioners that are there now on their way out, except for Steve Bradshaw, are just approving as many zone rezones and multiple land, small, I think they're the small changes in the zoning that they can. There's just a feeling that they're trying to get a lot under the fence before they have to not be commissioners anymore. I'm going to take this to you, Luke. Do you believe that's true? That they're trying to get a lot done before they go off, the current county commissioners? And do you think that this detail about the impact to infrastructure and the people who are living here being negatively impacted by the rezones and the development approvals that are going on? That's kind of a big question, but break it down for us.
Well, to give a specific, I believe that we should be looking, and we should commission an impact fee study. And we should be having growth, pay for growth in whatever legal way possible. But when it comes to putting any type of taxation upon landowners, we need to have the support of our residents. So speaking for myself, I am personally in favor of commissioning an impact fee study for Bonner County. And there's a very specific thing that we can do.
So an impact
prepare.
Fee that developers
we're talking
would pay.
About, and Idaho law, as I was referencing earlier, is very specific. Idaho, as a state, is struggling with our success. We have an inflow of so many people that want to experience the quality of our life that are fleeing from other places, and it's not just California.
Right.
It's also
it's wherever,
and in America, we allow our citizens to have freedom of movement. And the Idaho Constitution is exceedingly clear that we are a proud Republican
but
state.
But not to develop anywhere, anytime, with any kind of an impact. I mean, there are boundaries that...
We need to honor zoning. Zoning is legal. The law that was written, the Local Land Use Planning Act of 1975, those are the same challenges we're having.
So you're not concerned about what the commissioners are doing now. They're not doing too much.
Commissioners are doing their job. Do I agree with every decision they make? No, I do not. Do I agree with the Republican form of government that we have and they are our current seated elected officials? Yes, I do. When I take office, I will be making decisions based upon what I believe is best for Bonner County.
Yeah. What's legal and what's best for Bonner County? I mean, you can make legal decisions that are more restrictive. They're legally more restrictive or they're more... liberal. Same question to you. Do you think that our lame duck county commissioners are just going too far too fast in these last months?
I will agree that I see a lot of things getting pushed through right now without consideration of the impact. And so if I look to even during the period of time that we were running for election, Commissioner Connolly said he did support impact fees. Why is that not something that we're working on now as we're seeing that influx? Because that doesn't just help us now. It helps us get started in January. Why was that not a focus of a commissioner? And so I'm not going to cast stones, but that should have been a priority if that was something that he supported in his bid for re-election. And that's something that does need to be looked at. When you look and you socialize with other county commissioners throughout our state, that is something that a lot of people utilize to help the infrastructure. And it actually does help to slow the growth as well. And it allows for that slow increase into your community. And I think, and I will give a plug on this issue, the Blanchard Area RV Camp is a very good example of a significant impact to an infrastructure that is not present. 20-plus RVs or 18, 20 RVs on 4.7 acres, that's an impact. And when you push it through, when the community is asking you about, what about water? What about sewer? What about garbage? What about schools? That's
about
one taxpayer.
What about law enforcement and fire coverage?
Those are all issues that we need to be objective and transparent about with every issue. And that is not the argument of we're taking away someone's property rights. The rights are there for the property. When you're coming in asking for a zone change or a conditional use permit, as a commissioner, in my opinion, we should be telling you why the decision is made and pointing you to, if you don't like this, this is how that gets changed. But for the current rules, we are having a growing sentiment within our community that commissioners are pushing things through very fast. And in the RV case, that's a legal argument that's being made where a group have hired an attorney to represent. We shouldn't be fighting within ourselves.
So I'm hearing agreement here on impact fees. I'm hearing the two of you agree, not perhaps on the granular detail of exactly what it will look like, but conceptually you two are in agreement that we need to develop impact fees, have an impact commission study and bring that forward. Is that correct?
That is, and our state offers assistance through getting resources on
agreement
how to do
on that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I support commissioning an impact fee study for Bonner County.
Okay.
Growth should pay for growth.
So, yeah. So you're in agreement on that. Yeah. Yeah. I want you to say yes, you agree. Okay. All right. We've got a couple of minutes before we're going to take a break. I'm going to bring it back to you, Luke. So land use and zoning and then the impact fees that can help put boundaries around that top concern. What's your next concern as county commissioner that you've been hearing out there and that you too agree this is an issue?
I think communication. The county needs to stay lean, and I am not making any type of statement that there is a bunch of fat to cut. I actually believe that this board has been prudent with their fiscal decisions. But the county needs to stay lean, and we also need to be willing, and it goes back to impact fees, but we have got to be open-eyed and clear-viewed with the amount of growth that is coming to Bonner County, that we're going to have to pay for it in some way. Our roads are getting well-loved, and we're either going to cut services if we want to maintain our current level of spending, or we're going to have to pay for it in some other way. I think we need to be fiscally conservative, and we really need to have a strong process. So I'm excited to hear Asia talking about what can we do, and she can utilize her past experience if we can have an audit process and hopefully find ways that we can better serve our constituents.
Okay, so stay lean and really look at the dollars because, you know, the bills start coming due, as you say, with road use and just a law enforcement rolling out for, I think, more accidents. I was hearing from our prosecutor a couple of weeks ago than before. More crime and more accidents are out there happening. Asia, do you agree that that would be the second top priority, or what would you put in that additional place at the top of the list?
Communication is key within the county to have a sense of togetherness, and that's, I've been fortunate to be able to work with Sheriff Wheeler and our county clerk and our prosecutor on a group to help with that communication so we can come together and get things done. I also believe that as we have these economic uncertain times, you do see an increase in crime, and we need to really be paying attention because once crime is on top of us, and Sheriff Wheeler gave that discussion at our last Republican Central Committee meeting, is we are seeing an uptick of crime. We're also having people say they're seeing sightings of members of a gang. This is a significant issue, and once it's here, we have to absorb what that means. And so we have to make sure that we are providing safety for the residents that are here, and that means absolutely supporting the sheriff and the deputies that are putting their life on the line for the safety of our community. And that comes through breaking down that negative communication wall that has existed with commissioners and law enforcement throughout our county. The idea of working through whether or not we're fiscally responsible, that's a huge claim to make, but there are definitely areas that I've seen in looking at what we're doing that we could look at trimming things up to be more independent of some of the federal funding that we take, which is the goal, because we're not changing our tax rate. We're not getting more than 3% in a year. We have to work within our budget, and that requires that we be very vigilant in that area, as well as forward planning. We have people within positions. Nancy Twynham, our comptroller, she's very valuable. But when she decides that she wants to retire, who are we going to replace her with? We have to have forward thinking of managing our critical areas of county work for our permanent employees, not just focused on who's elected and who's not elected. Because electeds come and go, but those permanent employees need the support of the electeds as well.
You know, in addition to the fiscal, really taking a deep look at budgets and looking forward to future costs that are coming, I like that you both talked about communication because, and Luke, I've heard you talk about this, I'm pretty sure during the primary, in Asia you probably did too, but the idea is the sheriff and the commissioners and the prosecutor and the employees in the county, you are all on the same team. If there's anything that frustrates voters who we don't get to sit at the table, you know, we listen. You know, there's public input, but we're not really at the table. We want you guys to get along. We want you to talk to each other and resolve issues and not beat each other up in the local paper or, you know, with all these other communication avenues that go in our community. I want, and the people I talk to, they want you guys to understand you're on the same team. All the commissioners, the law enforcement, prosecutor, you know, the whole, and the employees in the county. Roden, all of the people are on the same team. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we are up against a break. We're going to take that right now.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
This Hollow Weekend, rock like never before with the Night of the Rocking Dead. Three all-female rock tribute cover bands. Thunderstruck, Paradise Kitty, Madam Ozzy. Conjuring up a spine-chilling performance in the Ponderay Pavilion on October 30th. Get tickets if you dare at northernquest.com.
As a freshly carved jack-o'-lantern, I don't mind saying that was brutal. Dude used a rusty pocket knife. At least my jaggedy mouth is done in time to tell you about the $60,000 jack-o'-lantern loot giveaway at Northern Quest. Simply swipe your Camas card daily to enter. Then show up October 27th to carve out your share of 60 grand. Oh, wait. Here comes dude with a candle and a lighter. Hold on. What the? That feels pretty good, actually.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split-second moment in time, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great, The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. And that's why when others look away, Susan G. Komen leans in. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. Fighting Breast Cancer takes funding for research to discover the next new treatment, providing access to quality and affordable health care, and people willing to take action by raising funds and raising their voice to advocate for others. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Bonner County Commissioner-elect commissioners-elect, plural, Lou Comet and Asia Williams. They'll be taking office in January. They'll be on your November ballot, but because they're unopposed at this point, they are going to be elected in November coming up. All right, so welcome to you guys. Thanks for being here with me. I'm going to change what we're looking at for just a little bit. On the ballot for all of our listeners, both in Boundary County and Bonner County, is the state constitution amendment that would allow under pretty specific parameters for the legislature to call itself into session. And that in addition to the governor being able to do it with this amendment, if people vote yes, the legislature would be able to call itself. Both houses would have to agree. There's a percentage of people that have to vote yes for that in the legislature. Do you agree or disagree that that state constitutional amendment should pass? And I'll start with Asia.
I think that as issues and concerns are realized by legislatures, that they should be able to say, hey, we need to have a meeting about this. I think that that's important, especially when we have to move into holding electeds more accountable for the representation of the people part. It doesn't necessarily only happen in that 3-month span. And you saw that with COVID. You saw that with a lot of irritation over how long we stay in a period of emergency that's dictated by the governor. And we had legislatures that had an issue and a concern with that, but your hands are tied.
I agree. I mean, they are elected and officially representing the people as well as the governor. Luke, what do you think about the constitutional amendment for the state of Idaho that's on the ballot this November?
What I like about the constitutional amendment about that is on the ballot is that it is coming before the voters. And that is not just something that the legislature passed and then sent to the governor. It is being asked in the appropriate manner, and that is to the electorate. There's good arguments on both sides. We have a part-time legislature for a reason. You can see this developing into where we have a full-time legislature, and people say, well, no, that's not the intent. That's not the process. They're putting it before the voters is the appropriate manner. I think there's excellent arguments on both sides. And I'm not, as a conservative, I'm not going to look backwards upon our predecessors and say that they made an error when they wrote the Constitution for the state of Idaho. Because if Idaho was so bad, we would not be seeing the incredible growth that is currently taking place.
So I'm hearing you say you agree. You say, yes, I agree that the constitutional amendment is good.
I agree. But I'm happy it's coming to the voters.
You're voting yes.
I haven't determined how I'm voting.
So you're unwilling to tell us?
I don't know how I'm voting yet.
Weeks before the election, you don't know how you're going to vote?
I'm still waiting, and I listen. And I actually am not going to be telling people how I vote because I actually believe in the privacy of the vote.
Well, I agree in the privacy of the vote.
Well, thank you.
But as an elected official, for something like this, it's good to know your opinion.
When I step into the ballot box, I'm a citizen.
All right. Well, let me give you another tough question then. On our ballot coming up in November is an advisory question where we don't get the right to vote yes or no. We only get to a vote agree or disagree. It has no power to impact, but it's the advisory question on the almost half a billion additional taxpayer dollars going to only public education. Agree or disagree?
I agree that that is on the ballot.
All right, Asia, what do you think of the question?
I don't think that you should be taking my money and then choosing a special interest group to give it to. I think there is value in saying you want to hold your vote to yourself when you're talking about individual candidates. But on issues, I should be able to represent what my standing is, because that's how you get people to understand your thought process and what it is that you stand for. And the argument of an amendment to our Constitution, we don't look back. We amend all the time because things improve. And the question is, it's a valid one because times have changed. Communication in our country has changed light years since that our Constitution was written. I think it's important for, on some of these issues that are on that ballot, for people of Bonner County to know where their elected officials stand. And I think the Constitution question is one, as well as how do you view the idea of overtaxing me and then saying, should I give it to somebody else? My issue is you don't take more than you're supposed to take from people. We are supposed to pay our taxes, nothing more and nothing less. And it doesn't mean you hand it to who you want to. Yeah. And that is not the same as saying you don't support public schools or private schools. No. It's you don't take the money. That's not what we're. That's not the obligation.
Yeah, you had a thought.
Yeah, if
Luke.
I may.
Yes, of course.
Public education and Idaho's kids are not a special interest group. Let me just make that exceedingly clear. And the legislature, whether you agree with them or not, was the one who sent that bill to the governor. What I do like about what they did is that it is up to the incoming legislature to determine where that money is spent. We are a representative democracy that we know as a republic. If our incoming legislature does not like this bill, they can change it. That's the idea. That's the idea behind a representative democracy. And in regards to supporting our kids who are fleeing to other states and public education, I don't think I can push back hard enough against the nonsense that our kids are a special interest group. And public education is very clearly outlined in the Idaho Constitution, which you either support or you don't.
So isn't it accurate that he's giving the money to a group?
Well, I don't know.
That
to
was
me,
the,
that's
that
semantics.
Was the goal. It was a group. So it's not. It has nothing to do with a position on schools. It's how did you receive the money and what do you do with the money?
The legislature wrote a bill.
A specific group is to receive the funding. But my issue is you overtax, you return the taxes to the people. We have an issue with schools that's separate. And the appeal to emotion isn't what guides how we tax people. We don't overtax and spend. Because if I said, I would like to, I took more than you, can I give it to a different group? What do you think? That's the same problem. We don't overtax and
let's
give.
Change the aspect a little bit. What about school choice? A part of this issue for a lot of the people I talk to is school choice. You know, spending all this additional money on education, which is a very high percent of our total budget. If you can, you know, say, well, we don't spend a lot of money on education. Well, we're not a really rich state like Connecticut. I think Connecticut spends, I'm gonna say like 28% or 30% at the most of their whole state budget on education. And still they spend more than we do. We're spending like over 60% of our budget. But what about school choice? That this money could go to some way to parents who want to choose a private school or a faith-based school or a military school or something else or public education and have school choice and let that money flow out for more choice for parents who wants to take that first. Nobody.
Well, no, I will. I just don't want to be the only speaker on this issue, but those issues are for me separate. I actually 100% agree with school choice. A parent should get to select where We should get to put our money in the schools that we want to put our money in. But in terms of the overtaxing, yeah, that doesn't bridge the gap. But I am a strong believer in the, we did ABECA program was something that we did growing up. It was a faith-based program, very strong on the core curriculum. An individual family should get to select to homeschool their kid and not have to also send their money to a school they're not using when they could use those funds to help with the homeschool program and that enrichment. But those two issues are separate for me.
Luke, what's your comment on that?
My comment goes back to the fact that we have a constitution. I support parents. I support parents in making the best decisions for their family. We have a public education system in this state that is not funded if you look to the degree at our buildings. In District 1, we've had challenges getting bonds passed to fix buildings that are old and tired. And we are going to have some difficult decisions coming forward. As a county commissioner, I'm more focused on those local issues. 100% in support of parental choice. Idaho has one of the most robust and liberty-minded opportunity states with the rights of parents to do what they choose is best for their kids. In regards to taxpayer dollars, I am exceedingly wary of writing a blank check to people with no state oversight. That sounds like great potential for fraud, waste, and abuse.
I don't think that school choice necessarily means no oversight. But anyway, we're going to let that be that word. We have to go to a break. We're going to take that break right now.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise survival and emergency foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
This Hollow Weekend, rock like never before with the Night of the Rocking Dead. Three all-female rock tribute cover bands. Thunderstruck, Paradise Kitty, Madame Ozzy. Conjuring up a spine-chilling performance in the Ponderay Pavilion on October 30th. Get tickets if you dare at northernquest.com.
As a freshly carved jack-o'-lantern, I don't mind saying that was brutal. Dude used a rusty pocket knife. At least my jaggedy mouth is done in time to tell you about the $60,000 jack-o'-lantern loot giveaway at Northern Quest. Simply swipe your Camas card daily to enter. Then show up October 27th to carve out your share of 60 grand. Oh, wait. Here comes dude with a candle and a lighter. Hold on. What the? That feels pretty good, actually.
Homestyles Lighting is celebrating October with a sensational sidewalk sale and a showroom clearance red tag sale. Stop by and discover the amazing October savings all month. Homestyles, the cool stuff lighting store, features state-of-the-art lighting, fans, mirrors, wall art, and unique home decor you won't find anywhere else. First-timers or loyal customers, don't miss the October showroom clearance, red tag, and sidewalk sale. Homestyles Lighting, 5648 North Government Way in Coeur d'Alene. Homestyles Lighting.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Ting wants you to have amazing internet for less. With support from the federal ACP program, we're offering qualified households a $30 discount on their internet bill. That means you'll pay just $9 a month with no contract for our Home Fiber 50 package. Lightning fast fiber internet that's perfect for streaming and gaming. Now available at an incredibly low price. See if you qualify for this offer by visiting tinginternet.com/ACP offer. That's tinginternet.com/ACP offer.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450,
North Idaho's Radio.
All right, everyone. Asia Williams, Luke Ahmet, they are Bonner County Commissioners-elect. They're our guests today. We've got it going on here. I hope you're enjoying on 97.1 FM, 1450 AM, which is serving up in Boundary County, and then all over wherever there's a computer at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Thanks for being with us, everyone. My next question is, again, on the ballot. It's only Sandpoint City residents get to vote on this, yes or no. Luke, you're a Sandpoint City resident, as am I. How are you going to vote on the proposed city lodging tax that I think is coming in at 14%.
The city's looking to double it, I want to say, from 7 to 14. I was a strong no on the last one because they wanted to do parks. On this one, I will tell you I'm an 80% no, and here's the reason why. They've included streets in there. The amount of money that this is going to collect in regards to streets, it's just not realistic. What I like about this tax is that it collects revenue from people who come and have that impact upon our city and our county from out of state. In a way, it's an impact fee, and it's going before the voters. The challenge I have is you're adding a lot more money onto the bills, but there's some good things about it. It's going to help with sidewalks, which keep our kids safe, and it's coming from our visitors to our fair shores.
Or your mother-in-law who's in the hotel. I don't know if you don't have a guest bedroom.
My mother-in-law lives six miles away.
She's got her own bedroom going on. Asia, what do you think? Even though you live in the county, we're interested in your opinion on the city lodging tax.
This actually was an issue that came up at the Association of Counties, is that lodging tax. And there is going to be a request from that association to legislatures to look actually at the idea of, we actually pay tax money for advertisement of travel into our area, and reducing the amount that we send and more people doing that lodging tax to have the people that are increasing that footprint in the area pay for that increased footprint, especially for places such as Sandpoint, when you're essentially, we're changing into that, you're a luxury resort town where it's that waxing and waning of people coming into the community, but the impact is left for the people that are residents of. And so I look forward to seeing what our legislatures will see, because this was a huge discussion, and there was can't remember the lady's name at the county office that submitted this request that we actually look at the tourism area actually helping with the impact, because we have people that stay here not one, two nights, but they're actually, they like the winter, they winter over, or they summer over. So the impact is actually pretty significant.
So you sound like you would be in agreement with this, because as Luke said, essentially it's an impact fee.
It is. It is, and I think that it would be beneficial, and it actually helps, goes back to kind of that platform of the residents of the area not having to absorb that, because our roads are significant. If you talk to Road and Bridge and look at how low we are on gravel in our county, when we're having to redo increase of potholes, increase on our dirt roads, that's the community that lives here that has to pay for that foot traffic.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. So I'm hearing some agreement in talking about impact fees, something going forward that need to be considered by the Board of Commissioners. And the other one is communication and really being fiscally conservative or staying lean, taking a look, auditing what we're doing. So you guys are in pretty much agreement on both of those. I'm loving it. So let's introduce a third priority that you might have. Who wants to start off with another top priority that you as county commissioners would like to see happen? Luke?
One of the things I would love to do is looking at the land use issues. Anything that we can do to increase waterfront access for long-term residents. Upper Priest Lake has had a number of lots that have been sold off by the state. And that's a loss to an extent of our lands for the public to access. So if anything that we can do to develop recreational opportunities, especially considering our county is aging. I think we need to look at recreational opportunities for seniors. In the city of Sandpoint, you have the tennis complex that is going in. Pickleball is madness and people love it. I think anything that we can do to improve people's lives and recreation, we live in God's country, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's going to be an upcoming program. I know it's hard to do that on radio, but to talk about what the Traverse Park is going to look like. I know they're having a meeting yesterday or today in the skateboard area to get input from the public. All right. So what do you think? Well, first of all, comment on Luke, but what would be your additional top priority, Asia?
For me, our healthcare access. Right now, we are still using a lot of traveling nurses and providers, caregivers in our area, and that is negative to our elder population as we continue to age. And it is important for us to look into that from a support aspect of what can we do to attract people to the area that can afford to live here, but also to be that long-term care providers. We have a lot of people that migrate here actually just to live in your assisted living homes, but the people that are actually working in there are not from our area. Mm-hmm. So you do that mental health of our elderly population, that is, it's very important. And we have not addressed that as not just a county, but it is a countrywide issue, but specifically we're a resort area and we're still using, we're paying traveling providers a very high rate of pay to come in, and the patients of these buildings are seeing new faces all the time, and it's a negative impact on overall health. So I'd like to see that change. That's a huge priority for me with my background in that quality risk management in healthcare, and we have to find a solution for that.
Luke, I see you nodding as Asia was talking about that better healthcare access, especially for the elderly or our senior citizens, people that come here to retire. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think ultimately getting back to what a county commissioner can do, the healthcare workers, a big challenge that we have is just affordability. And we cannot give away private property. But what we can try to do is create the business economic climate to where people can afford to live here so that we can have the CNAs, we can have the LPNs, we can have the RNs who provide the excellence of care that our citizens deserve. I support that.
Yeah, well, there is an effect. I mean, years ago, there was a meeting up at Schweitzer, and I think they called it the Sun Valley effect, where so much money comes in, pushes all of the service people at the lower level of the economic frame out, and they're just flying in. They don't get their hairs cut. They're not staying here and giving to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. They just fly in, ski, you know, resort it up, luxury, and then they fly out. So, you know, we don't want that to continue. It's kind of happening now. We don't want it to continue happening. You know, you guys, I am just so hopeful for the two of you. I look forward to you serving in Bonner. I really like, by the way, the recreational area and the waterfront. Preserve as much waterfront access for recreation for everyone, not just the elderly, but right here in the city and in the county. Super, super good. I really like that. And we're going to have to let that be the last word because we're out of time. Thank you so much, Asia Williams, Luke Ahmet. All the best to you guys. And you know I'm going to have you back down the road in January, February, March when you've had a chance to get your feet wet a little bit.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. All right, everybody, that's the program for today. Next week, we're talking with our Idaho State Representatives, District 1 seats A and B. Sage Dixon will be here, and I'm assuming Mark Sauter will be here, though he hasn't gotten back to me, so I don't know what he's doing. So until then, this is Barbara saying please take care, and may God richly bless you, my friends.